Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I'd like to stress upon that PGO takes steps to provide effective investigation of crimes committed during peaceful protests in Ukraine in November 2013, February 14. We restored crime scene, identified almost all participants who took part in suppression of peaceful demonstration, which led to deaths of people. PGO has notified of suspicion more than 220 people, 50 indictments on 116 people have been submitted to court. 12 people have been already sentenced, and I'd like to focus upon that Russia hides more than 100 suspects for Maidan and Odessa crimes. In order to provide transparency of investigation, we launched the Register of Criminal Proceedings on Crimes Committed During Revolution of Dignity. Proper investigation of Odessa events is also one of priorities of the Prosecutor General Office. PGO is conducting investigation on misconduct of police during the riots, which led to heavy consequences, as well as influence on police, which resulted in lack of reaction in order to prevent casualties. Pre-trial investigation on three persons have been accomplished and submitted to court. Three persons are notified of suspicion, four are wanted. Russia hides Chief Police Officer of Odessa right now, Mr. Fucheji. And now, just a little bit about their criminal proceedings against law enforcement for tortures and unlawful detention, which have been mentioned by the allegation of Italy and some other countries. In 2017, Prosecutor General Office has submitted 22 indictments on 32 law enforcement officers to courts. The majority of indictments are connected with tortures, including usage of special means, which resulted in heavy consequences. We constantly draw attention of prosecutors on necessity to use European Court for Human Rights decisions in their daily activity. Then investigation of crimes in the area of anti-terroristic operation. My colleague from the Ministry of Defense have already mentioned about the number of criminal proceedings, indictments and sentences. I just want to stress that Chief Military Prosecution has revealed numerous facts of violation of 75th Additional Protocol of Geneva Convention. We identified more than 3,000 illegally detained people subjected to tortures. We already questioned more than 1,050 victims of illegal detention made by terroristic organization backed by Russia. About the investigation of crimes committed by law enforcement officers with sexually related crimes mentioned by delegation of Ireland. Tornado Battalion case appeared to be one of the most sound legal process on creation of the criminal organization in Lugansk region and committing in 2014-2015 heavy crimes including tortures. It has established that policemen of this battalion committed a number of sexual related crimes using physical force and tortures. Court verdict of Kyiv court April 2017 decided that three persons have been found guilty and sentenced for 6 and 7 years of imprisonment. And just a brief comment on the German delegation remark concerning the reform of the Prosecutor General Office. Since the tenure of the new Prosecutor General 1.5 years ago, we introduced pretty remarkable changes in Prosecutor General Office. First of all, we set up Inspector General Office, and 60 prosecutors have been caught in act in corruption during the start of activity of this body since the early 2017. And then we introduced self-governance process in April 2017, and since that time, Prosecutor General has no right whether to hire or dismiss any of his staff. And then in 5 days we are expected to be removed of the prosecutorial functions. More than that, we have just signed a roadmap of reform process within the PGO office, and this roadmap have been elaborated with the cooperation of the European Union and Council of Europe institution. Thank you very much.